Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. I'm James.
And I'm Sarah.
And it's been a minute since we've spoken to you folks.
You know.
Things are busy. We're busy. I'm busy. We got stuff to do. I'm getting ready to move almost 3,000 miles. It's also the holidays. And it's been a busy month, and it's the 20th? Today's the 20th. Yeah. Insane. And the insanity is just getting started.
I was gonna say, isn't this our last episode of the season?
Yes, this will be the last episode of 2025 and the last episode of season 4. So in 2026, we will probably start off probably mid-January, like the 15th, around my birthday-ish. That's not the 15th. I don't know what the day is, but it'll be around the middle of January when we do our first episode of 2026. So we're going to take a little bit of a hiatus, even though we just literally took 2 weeks off because I think it was actually 3 weeks. We haven't recorded anything for 3 weeks.
No, we recorded last week.
No, we didn't.
No, not last week. The week before last week.
Oh, yeah. We did a short episode. Yeah.
We did a short episode.
But I figure we could jump in and do like a quick discussion about what's going on. And then I have to get back to taking stuff apart and finishing packing. And I hate packing. I hate moving.
Same.
And this time it's different. Every other time it's not been that big of an issue, because I've moved where the company paid for it, and they didn't schedule everything, but like they took care of all of like the payment stuff, and all I had to do was contact the people and let them know when to come and pick it up, let them know like how much stuff was going, and I didn't have to worry about like what was coming and how much stuff to bring with us. This time I'm paying for it, and I have to like decide what's going, what's getting trashed. This last week I got rid of so much stuff. Like one day I got rid of our kitchen table, our chairs, our like all of our kitchen set. We had bought an island, like a movable island thing that we had our microwave on and a bunch of other stuff to kind of just store because we needed extra storage. Got rid of that. I don't know what happened to the coffee table. The guy was supposed to get it and then he didn't get it, and he was like, I'll come back tomorrow on so this was on Monday I think Monday or Tuesday he was like, I'll come back tomorrow and pick it up. But then as I was going back to my apartment with the coffee table, I don't know if I told you and Sam this, I got stuck in the freight elevator in between two floors. So I was going from it's not really even a floor, it's like half a floor, from the loading dock up to the second floor. And it got up like about maybe four or five feet and then stopped. And it's like, I can see the door. Like I opened it because I thought, oh, it's fine. But it was like, there was like literally 2 or 3 feet from where the bottom of the door was to where my head was. And I was like, oh, this isn't where it's supposed to be. So I didn't have my phone. I had left my phone in my apartment, but I had my watch. So I like called on my watch to the front desk and I was like, so I'm stuck in the freight elevator.
Oh my God.
So they had to come to the freight elevator and she was like, well, try and close it. So I like went down and tried to close the door and I was like, it's closed. Like I can see that it's closed. There's no way to close it even further. Like, I'm not an idiot. I know how doors work and I know how to get this thing closed. I've used it several times. But she was like, okay, well, let me come over there. So she went to the dock side and she tried to she opened the door on the dock side and then slammed it closed and got in with me. Mm-hmm. And I was like, so what are we doing? And I was like stuck in there for like 10 minutes.
Damn.
Just waiting. Like I waited to call, and then we were waiting for the maintenance person to like reset some stuff to see if that was fine. Ended up having to jump out of the freight elevator into the, not really jump, it was like a hop down. Mm-hmm. 'Cause like I said, it was like 3 feet off the ground to go out of the loading dock that way and come back in the apartment. And I left the coffee table and I messaged the guy and I was like, hey, just so you know, I don't know what time you're planning on coming tomorrow, but the freight elevator is down and I was stuck in it for a little bit earlier. So it's the coffee table is still at the dock. And he never messaged me that day. The next day, he's like, hey, I'm headed there now. I'll be there in a minute. And I was like, I'm getting ready to get on a meeting. You can't just head this way and assume I'm free. Like, yes, I'm working from home, but I do have meetings. Like, I am working.
Right.
So then I was like, hey, I'm getting ready to jump on a meeting. I'm not going to be able to meet you. I don't know if it's still at the dock, but if when you get here, or if you could just wait, then message me later and I can meet you at the front and show you, like, go to see if it's still there. He messaged me and I was in the middle of my meeting. He's like, oh, I'm here. Where is it? And I was like, I don't know. And I'm in the middle of a meeting, so I can't stop what I'm doing and come and meet you. And then he was like, well, never mind. And then he left and I never heard from him again. I was like, whatever. I don't care. If he grabbed it, that's good. If he didn't, it's still at the dock and I have no idea what they're doing with it, but I'm not taking it back. I no longer own it. Okay. But he actually got like a buffet that we had, our kitchen table, the island. And when we moved, well, when we were in California the first time, we had bought it from where was it? It was World Market. We had bought a bar cart, and he took like all of that stuff. And then the last thing that he didn't get, because he was in a Honda HRV or CRV, the only thing that he couldn't fit in there with all the rest of the stuff on the second trip was that coffee table. So I was like, whatever, it's fine. Another person came and got like the chairs and the bench and the one of the TVs that we weren't taking with us. And I was like, do you have a need for a 50-inch TV? And she was like, I can have it, like, if you're just giving it away. Yeah, sure. So I was like, yeah, I mean, we don't want to take it with us. And like, it's not like the TV is fine, but it's not, we have better TVs. It was one that we bought while we were stuck in a like temporary housing for when we moved back to Indiana the first from California. Mm-hmm. And it was just because like the TV that was there was trash and you couldn't like connect anything to it. So I was like, we want to get a new TV anyway. We're moving into this place, so we'll have a TV for the living room and a TV for the bedroom. Mm-hmm. So we bought an extra TV and it was like, it was a trash TV anyway. It works. It just, it's very slow and it's a Vizio and I don't really like the setup of it because there's like apps, but there's not really apps. And so she took that. And today I'm just finishing taking some stuff apart, taking it to the dumpster because we're not technically supposed to put any furniture in the trash, but I'm taking the pieces apart. So it's like pieces of furniture and not like an entire like piece of furniture just thrown in the dumpster.
Right, right.
Because I'm considerate and I don't throw a full piece of furniture into the dumpster and just leave it there. So it's taking up a bunch of space. I take it apart so that while it's still in the dumpster, it's not taking up as much space. Mm-hmm. Because it's in pieces.
Because you are a very good Samaritan.
I am. The other thing that we had to figure out what to do with was a bunch of alcohol that we had. We have a bunch of wine that Ryan is still trying to figure out what we're going to do with, because there's like 30 bottles that we still have. But we had bought like some vermouth stuff that Ryan tried to for some of his drinks that he makes, and some gin that I had bought that I want, that I was trying to start making gin like drinks, and I'm not a huge drinker, so I'm like, this doesn't interest me anymore. So we just had gin sitting around. There is one gin that I'm going to take with me. It's a gunpowder gin. Oh, it's right here. And it's in like this ornate bottle.
Ooh.
It's like this old like Chinese Asian print. And it was like a really, really nice gunmetal gin. And I was like, very cool. Nice. So I am taking that with me because it's like a special bottle because it's nice and ornate. But aside from that, it's like we're taking our sofa, we're taking the TVs and some other stuff. And I just have to like pack everything up. Everything basically is all set except for our bedroom that we're sleeping in. And then the living room and my desk. And I have to like pack up all that stuff, and then like the kitchen utensils and stuff,
mm-hmm.
and the like silverware and dinnerware plates and stuff. So I still have to pack all that up. But aside from that, everything else is ready to go. And then it's just again taking apart stuff, all these like random things that are just sitting around that need to find a place to go.
Right.
I hate moving, and we've got so much clutter. In this new apartment, I cannot have clutter. Like, it can't be anything like this one because it's just so much stuff has accumulated. And I'm like, I want to keep as little, like, nothing on any of our surfaces. Like, everything has to be clear. I can't deal with it in this new apartment. And that's the so that's the other thing. The moving company has been a pain in the ass. I'm never going to use this moving company again when I move again, because it was like, so when I signed the contract with them, they have like 2 days that they give you where it could be that they come one of those 2 days. And I was like, okay, that's fine. But then I realized that I'm having like a junk removal company come at the same time, and I was originally going to have a cleaning company come in, but I'm like, there's no need to, because like all of the surfaces I can just sweep and mop, and everything else is like fine, it's not dirty, because I recently just did like a deep clean a couple months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So like everything that we need to clean I can manage. They say to have your carpets professionally steam cleaned, but if you have pets, don't worry about doing it because they have to do an inspection anyway. And I was like, I don't know if that applies to me because I had pets, but for 2 years, and then 2 years I didn't have a pet, so I'm assuming it applies to me, but I'm just not going to have them steam cleaned. Whatever, it's fine.
Right.
But the moving company was like, we'll be there on the 22nd or the 23rd. And I was like, well, I really need you to be finished on the 22nd. So they moved it back to the 21st or the 22nd. But the thing is, the freight elevator is only available when someone's in the office. So like, if you come on the 21st, that's fine. Just let the company know that they won't have access to the moving elevator, the freight elevator, because it's only available on the time when they're here. And the 21st is on a Sunday. And they were right. Like, well, that's fine, but we can't guarantee that they'll be there on the 22nd. And I like messaged them when I was like, I need to understand when I'm going to know when I'm going to have the company here, because it's like, this is the week before and I've heard nothing from your company. Anytime I message you, you say you'll get back with me. You never got back with me. And then on Friday, they were supposed to do like a quality audit to see if like anything had changed, if we were adding more stuff or if we had less stuff that we're taking with us. The person called me at like 11 o'clock. But my phone does that thing where it screens my calls, where you're supposed to tell me who you're like, who's calling and what you're calling for before it'll ring in to me. If you're not in my, like, if you're not in my phone, my address book, my contact list. And he didn't leave a voicemail. All he did was say, hello. I'm like, you can tell that it's recording. It literally says, please state your name and the reason for your call, and I'll see if they're available. So I text him and I was like, hey, I missed this call, and he texted me first, and I was like, okay, I'm busy. I have a call that I'm getting ready to get on, but you can call like at this time. He never called, and they closed at 6. So at like 3:44, I was like, okay, the last time I heard from this person was at 11:30. I told them they could call around 1:30. I never heard from them. It's now 3:44. I'm going to call. They were like, oh, he's busy with another client. He'll call you back when he's done with this client. Like, okay, cool, whatever. 5:45 comes up, and I'm like, they're getting ready to close at 6. Why haven't I heard from this person? So I called, and he was like, well, he's busy with another client. So they have like a schedule that they're supposed to call people within a schedule. So he will call you. He's telling me just to let you know, he'll call you when he's free. And I'm like, cool. He was supposed to call me 5 hours ago and he never did. And I was busy. Like, I can't just rearrange my whole day. I have meetings. I have stuff that I'm doing because I'm working. Like, unless you schedule a meeting with me and I confirm that that's the correct time and that time works for me, it's probably not going to happen because I'm busy. Like, I have stuff to do. So then he finally called, and I was like, honestly, really nothing has changed. I mean, we'll have probably less boxes than what we planned on just because we like overshot the number of boxes that we were planning. Just to be safe. But I was like, there's some stuff that will like take up that space as well, because we originally planned for 40 boxes and like a sofa, a couple of TV, like entertainment centers, the 3 TVs that we have, and my desk and my desk chair and some other stuff. And I was like, so we'll have like the sofa, the entertainment centers, the TVs, my desk, and all that stuff. But I'm like, we'll probably have 20 boxes instead of 40. But we'll have like, there's another entertainment center we're also bringing with us that I had forgotten about because we just bought it before Ryan's mom came. And honestly, I'm still questioning whether we're going to take it with us because it's just like a cheap piece of furniture, like fiber wood, particle wood that will probably fall apart or get damaged while they're moving it. So I might just say never mind with it and just take it apart and put it in the dumpster too. But they are scheduled. I just got the confirmation today that they're going to be coming on the 22nd. But she was like, they could be there at 8 a.m. They could be there at 9 a.m., 10 a.m. I'm like, cool. If they come before 10, they won't have access to the freight elevator because I can't book it until 10. So if they come anytime before 10, actually anytime before 9, I won't be able to get them access to the freight elevator. And she's like, well, that's fine. They can just like put carpet or put the covers over like the furniture and stuff that they're moving. So they'll do that at that time. So cool, whatever. And then the junk company is coming, and there's parts of the bed frame that were too big for me to take out to the dumpster because I was like, I took a lot of it out there, but I was like, some of this stuff is way too big and I'm not going to try and throw it in the dumpster. Mm-hmm. So there's parts of the bed frame that they're taking. That queen size mattress that was on the bed that you slept on mm-hmm. when you were here. Cause we got a king size mattress now. And then the 2 chairs that I'm not taking with us that we've had since like 2019. I don't really love them, and they're kind of ugly anyway. Those big ones that are like oversized chairs.
Oh, but I liked those.
They're ugly and they're not super comfortable.
Fair, valid. I mean, it's not like I'm going to take them. Yeah.
And they're not very well made either. Like the backs of them, they come apart very easily because it doesn't like it like just slides in and it doesn't actually attach. They're not very good chairs. So I'm going to take the parts of it that I can and that will fit in the dumpster and like take them and throw them away. But then like the arms are too big to fit in the dumpster, obviously. So they're going to take those. And I think that's really all that they're going to be taking. So that shouldn't be too crazy. And then today, continuing with my moving saga. Everyone's going to hear about my moving. Today, I have a person from TaskRabbit coming to take down the curtains and the curtain rods because I don't have a ladder that can get me. Well, I don't have a ladder, period. And our ceilings are like 12, 13 feet. So I was like, I can't get up there to get them. I paid someone to come in and do it when I put them up. So I'm going to have him come, or he's coming at like 4:30 to take them down, which is going to suck because tonight and tomorrow we'll have to deal with the light shining in from the outside because it's bright at night because we have freaking the parking lot lights that literally point into our windows. Mm-hmm. And the windows have like blinds, but there's like a curve at the top that isn't covered. So it just shines right through. So that's what's happening. But the moving company's coming on the 22nd. We're still waiting to hear back from the apartment complex as to whether or not we are getting the apartment that we applied for. I don't really understand why it's taking this long and why I haven't heard anything back from them yet. Because my credit score is like over 760. And I make enough money to pay my rent. So I don't, and like, I have nothing on my background. If they reach out to the apartment complex here, if they reach out to any of the apartments that I've had in the past, I've always paid my rent, never had an issue paying my rent. So there's nothing I can see that would make me not qualify this for this apartment. And it's not really what I wanted. The condo that I really wanted fell through because it had gotten rented before I could apply for it because I was waiting for like my credit score to get updated with like me paying off my credit cards and stuff. Mm-hmm. And like it's like it took way too long for that stuff to come off and for my credit score to reflect what my credit was actually. And it's annoying. So like now I'm just waiting to hear back from them. It's really frustrating. I wish they would hurry up and let me know. I just had messages earlier today from another place that I was looking at, but it's a little bit more expensive. Mm-hmm. And like the deposit is a lot more. It's like the same amount as the rent. Whereas the apartment complex that I'm moving or that I'm applying for, it's not the same as the rent. It's like $600 for the deposit. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like just waiting to hear back from them. And he was like, when can you stop by and tour the house? And I was like, well, I can't. I'm in Rhode Island, you're in California, and we're getting ready to travel for the holidays. So I'm totally fine with renting it sight unseen. I've done that for this apartment. So I would be totally fine with it.
Right.
But I mean, I think if I remember correctly, it's either a townhouse or it's a house. Like it's actually like a 3-bedroom, 2.5-bathroom house, which I don't really need, but like I would rather have more, and it has like an attached garage with I think even like an EV charger in the garage or a setup where you can plug an EV in. So eventually I'll be getting a new car, which would be great if I could get an EV. But if we get the place that I'm waiting to hear, the apartment that I'm waiting to hear back from, we also have to rent our parking spaces. Mm. And it's $150 extra a month. Ew. Because it's like a covered
spot
for two.
Okay.
For like the covered parking space and then the one right next to it to be assigned. Okay. It's $150 a month, which isn't crazy, I don't think. Otherwise, it's like you just fight for your parking.
I mean, that's what I do, is just fight for my parking.
And the one that the parking spaces that I will be renting if we get this apartment are like you walk out of the apartment and they're like right there. Mm. So it's a convenience more than anything. So that I don't have to park like all the way over there and then walk all the way to my apartment.
Okay, I guess.
Because it's like I could have to park like a mile away and then walk all the way to my apartment.
I don't feel like you would end up parking a mile away.
I think it depends because like the way that the apartment's set up, I would have to like walk around apartments and like, I don't know. Anyway, moving on. How's Sarah doing?
I'm good. I'm doing the thing. I got a new TV.
I saw that. You watched Fargo on your new TV. Ryan very much approves of.
Fargo was the first movie I watched on my new TV. It just felt appropriate. I don't know why, but it just felt appropriate. It's such a great movie. And so it's okay. I've been watching a lot of Korean dramas because I've been getting back into Korean drama because the depression's finally like loosening its grip enough that I can do stuff I enjoy. it's so funny because like it's true. Like the depression steals your joy in anything that you would normally want to do.
Yeah.
So like having an opportunity to actually enjoy things, like enjoying watching a Korean drama or enjoying knitting, for example, has been really, really nice.
That's good. So, this still has chart. That's crazy.
I got my friend Cadence got me some things for my new place. And one of the things that I wanted was a new shower head. Specifically a handheld shower head, because I have a big bathtub and I feel like I have to stay, you know, scooted all the way up against like where the water is coming out from to be able to actually like take a shower. And it's just,
yeah,
I want to be able to use the totality of my tub.
I've never liked those, like, just the shower heads that are attached to like the thing that comes out of the wall. Like in hotels, they suck unless they have, it's a hotel that has like a handheld shower head. So every apartment I get, I have every place we've lived, we've had a handheld shower head thing. Cause it's like, yeah. I feel like I get cleaner better with a handheld shower head.
Right. Cause you're able to reach more of your body.
Yeah.
So that's, I haven't installed thing. It yet, but that is one of my goals for the weekend is to
That's the other thing I need to do. I need to uninstall those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we have one in both showers. So I have to take those out and put the old shower heads back in. Mm-hmm. But I'll probably wait and do that until tomorrow after we're done showering, or Monday, because I don't think the one that we have in the main bathroom that we use probably could be thrown away because it's very old.
Mm-hmm.
So we should probably just get rid of it and get a new one anyway. And then the one that's in the spare bathroom, technically, I don't think anyone has used it. Well, no, Ryan's mom used it because it was in there when she was here. But we didn't get it until like earlier this year.
I was going to say, it wasn't there when I was there.
No. So I will probably take that one down and take that one with us and then just throw the other one away because it's very old. It's like, and it's a weird one because it's got like the handheld shower head, but it also has the fixed shower head. Mm. But we've never used the fixed shower head. So it's just there. It's like there's no reason for it. So what else do I have to do? I also have to clean like all of this place. I bought this little like scrubber, a powerized scrubber to help clean the bathtub and like the, so that I don't have to like bend over and like be on my be bent over to wipe the stupid, like this, not the sills, what are those things called? The floorboards, because I have to, part of our move out cleaning, you have to wipe down the floorboards, even though most of them are covered in like a cream colored paint when they're white, because the people that they pay to come in and paint don't care, and it paint is everywhere.
Oh yeah, that's the landlord special.
I also like their carpet. They're going to have to replace it anyway because it's trash carpet, and I hate carpet in bedrooms. I hate carpet, period. But the carpet that they, when they had it installed, the people that installed it didn't do it correctly, because in the spare bedroom, which was the one that you were sleeping in when you were here, the carpet is coming up and it's like, it's not tight enough to where it stays put. So like there's a divot in it from where it's like moving around.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're going to have to replace your carpet anyway. It's not my fault. Your people installed it improperly. And it's trash carpet because you pay for the cheapest, junkiest carpet that you can pay for. And you more than likely change it every time someone moves out. And I've been here for 4 years. It probably shouldn't be in here anymore anyway.
Right.
Like, I don't foresee me getting all of my security deposit back. I don't think I should get less than $1,000 of my security deposit back.
Fair.
Like, the apartment is in the same condition it was, except for where the apartment above us leaked and they never came in and fixed it.
Right. And that's not on you. That's on them.
Yeah. And like, obviously the carpet, but the carpet is trash anyway. And I hate fucking carpet. I was really hoping to get that apartment, the condo, because it didn't have any carpet in it at all. And it was like all like laminate flooring, which isn't great, but it's not carpet.
Right.
And it's preferred. I don't like carpet at all. Especially in rentals. I don't understand why rentals put carpet in their apartments.
I don't understand either. It's so much easier to clean if it's not carpeted.
It's easier to clean. It's cheaper to maintain. Like, I get laminate flooring. If like it gets damaged, you have to replace it. But guess what? It's not that expensive to replace laminate flooring.
Right.
You know what is more expensive? To replace fucking carpet. I hate carpet. I hate carpet. Renters, landlords, if you're listening, stop putting carpet in your shitty apartments or rentals. I get that some people prefer carpet, but here's the thing. They can buy rugs.
Yeah, that's true.
If they really, really want carpet in their bedrooms or in their apartments, buy a rug. From a landlord perspective, it does not make sense for you to put something that is consumable into your carpet or into your apartment, your rental, except to consume someone's deposit.
I mean, you know,
it's stupid.
Speaking of carpet, I have carpet and I got a vacuum cleaner that I also need to finish putting together.
That's exciting. The things that we get excited about in our old age,
in our late 30s.
Honestly, I got my Dyson and I was very excited about my Dyson.
And oh, I remember really when I got my first Dyson when Donnie and I were together. Like,
had the like ball one, like the, yeah, not the ball one, because mine's a ball. It has a ball on it too, but you got like the heavy duty Dyson. Mine's a stick vacuum.
Yeah.
Which I like it, but I'm also kind of, it's frustrating because you have to clean it, like empty it a lot. So that's the thing with a stick vacuum. It's convenient, but you also have to empty it a lot more than you do a regular size vacuum.
Yeah. Well,
ooh, I did want to talk about this thing that I saw earlier on Instagram. Mm-hmm. And it's from an Instagram called Mental Aspects, mental.aspect. And it's talking about a new personality type called the outrovert.
Outrovert.
So it's not an introvert. It's not an extrovert. And this is like from the it was like a slide thing. You know how like you can put multiple pictures on your Instagram. It was that. So it says it's not an introvert. It's not an extrovert. And it explains why you feel misunderstood. An outrovert gains energy from people, but only from the right people. Crowds drain them. Depth fuels them. They can be quiet for weeks, then suddenly talk nonstop with one person. Not mood swings, nervous system alignment. Outroverts are highly selective because their brain processes emotions deeply. Small talk feels exhausting and meaningful connection feels electric. This is why outroverts often hear, "You're so quiet, you're so intense, you changed." They didn't change, they just felt safe. Psychology links this to high emotional intelligence, strong intuition, and heightened empathy. And outroverts feel everything. If you crave solitude but still crave connection, you're not confusing, you're an outrovert. And that's it.
Okay. All right.
So I don't know if I'm an outrovert, but I liked that. That was a lot of really interesting information. But I thought it was cool. Well, anything else you want to talk about? It is coming up on the end of the year.
Yeah, it is.
Do you want to talk about like your things that you, exciting things that you did this year or things that you're looking forward to in 2026? 2026, it's crazy to say that.
2026 is crazy to say that. I'm looking forward to being officially divorced in 2026.
Is that actually happening or are you just...
God, I hope so. I'm so... It'll be 10 years that we've been separated.
Yeah, it's crazy.
In February. So like, I'm tired of it. I want it to be done. And if that means I need to go there and do the thing, then I will. But it's just... I'm fucking sick of it. I want my goddamn name back. Let's see. I'm looking forward to exploring more. And I'm looking forward to just seeing what life has to offer, really.
Yeah. You know, technically, you don't have to get divorced to change your name.
Yes, but if I get divorced to change my name, then it's only the cost of changing my license rather than having to go through a whole court process.
Don't you have to still file to change your last name even after you get divorced?
If it's in the divorce decree, all I have to do is take that to Social Security, update with Social Security, and then get my new license.
No. I mean, I'm looking forward to moving back to California, getting like, and my new, in this new role that I'm excited about and starting to get started in. I've already been doing a lot of stuff for it, so that's exciting. And it's challenging, but it's a different challenge than just the people that I've been having to deal with for the last 4 years. it's exciting. It's gonna be fun. I do feel sad because I am going to be leaving a few friends that are over here, but they can always come and visit me in California. And I didn't get to go to dinner with them because we had some stuff that got scheduled over it where they couldn't make it to dinner and they're too busy. So, and then Karen got really sick. She's got a fever and cold, and so she's sick right now anyway, so she couldn't go to dinner. And I was like, she could, but I was like, I don't know that I want to go to dinner and potentially get sick because we're moving and going to visit family. And I'm like, I'm going to be visiting family that's probably got some sort of sickness already. So having to deal with that and moving at the same time, I don't really want to.
But I don't think that what your family has is contagious.
Speaking of, it was my brother's birthday a couple days ago.
Oh, yeah, it was.
The 17th. His birthday is on December 17th. My birthday is on January 17th. My mother loved to have that little fact that she shared with people. My sons were born 13 months to the day apart. It's like, calm down. No one cares.
Right.
And your one son was very, very premature. So technically, we probably could have been born on the same day, just a year apart. But he was born very premature.
Mm.
Like, I don't know what exactly happened. I think they miscalculated his birth date and they took him too early because it was a cesarean.
Mm.
And then, or like, I don't remember anything happening. And like, obviously she was fine to have another baby because I came just like, I was in development less than a year later.
Right.
Like less than 4 months later, I was in development.
Y'all are almost Irish twins.
What's funny is my mom always told me whenever I was born, the first day that I was home, my grandmother thought something happened because I slept through the night and like didn't wake up or anything. So she, like, my grandmother came to check on me to make sure nothing was wrong, and I was still asleep. So I was a very good baby.
You know, being born is exhausting.
I was an adult when I was born.
I too was an adult when I was born. Oh my God. I just thought about this.
Becky.
And then we can go on with our respective lives, but I was at work reminiscing with a patient about the 90s because their child obviously is like 8. So nowhere near the 90s. The child is the one who brought up the 90s. They said something like, oh yeah, that was probably from 1999. And I was just like, but you don't understand. So anyway, so one of the therapists messaged and was just like, hey, is my patient ready to go? And I was like, yeah, sorry, we were talking about the 90s. And she was just like, oh yeah, in the 90s. I'm a 90s baby. I was born September of 99. And I was like, you're not a 90s baby.
Well, that's like me. I'm not technically, well, I'm sort of an 80s baby, but I was born January of 89.
Right.
So I was literally only in less than a full year of the 80s.
Yeah, I was in a little over a year of the 80s because I was born in September of 88. So I was like, first of all, I'm 11 years older than you. That's not okay. I'm like, but secondly, you just because you were breathing does not mean that you were conscious of what the 90s were like.
Hell, I was 10 years old in the 90s, and I probably wasn't even super conscious of what was going on around me at 10 years old.
Oh, I was, but that's because I grew up very differently than you did. But yeah, it was very interesting. She's like, oh yeah, I'm a 90s baby. And I'm like, like, yeah, 5 minutes to midnight kind of 90s baby, sure.
Well, do you want to close it out with any like goals you want to hopefully see or have happen in the, other than getting your divorce and getting your last name changed back to your actual last name? Anything you want to set as like a goal for 2026?
My goal is to do better financially. That's always my goal, to be honest.
Yeah.
My goal is always to do better than I did the year before. And I think one of my other goals that I want to have is I would like to finish writing a novel. Like, I mean, I have finished writing a novel. I did write a novel, but like a new one, like,
no,
not one that I have to go back and re-edit.
What
about you?
I mean, I will finish my degree in 2026. So I will be a doctor by the end of 2026. It's probably closer to October now because of some issues that have happened recently with my class this term. Mm-hmm. But It'll be like October 2026, but I will be a doctor in 2026 by the end of 2026. And then, I mean, I think I want to. So we just bought Ryan's car. We won't pay it off, but I will be getting a new car at some point. So we'll see like what kind of car I want. What we're going to do is, I think I've talked about it on here before, but I'm going to wait until like February, March, and like see how we get by with just one car for a couple months. And then I have a bonus that comes every March, and I'll use the bulk of that bonus to put as like a down payment so that I have less either financed. But in 2026, I might look into leasing a car instead of financing. Because I am the kind of person that doesn't like to have a car for very long. Like, I'm not the kind of person that I buy a car and I want to have it for like 10 years, 5 to 10 years. I like to get new cars because I enjoy cars. So leasing does make sense, but I do drive a lot. But we do have Ryan's car, which is new and has like now just over 3,000 miles on it. By the time we get over to California, it'll have over 6,000 miles on it, but still. So we can take his car places when we need to, because I don't mind driving it. It's fine to drive. And instead of taking mine, we can take his. So I can be a little bit more cognizant of putting miles on my car. And so I think leasing is an option for me now. So I'm going to look into potentially leasing. So starting new horizons, looking at leasing.
Woo, woo, woo.
I've never been a huge fan of the concept of leasing, but just because I drive too much. But it's also because it's been the car that I've had has always been the better car. And we have now Ryan's car is a 2025 with just over 3,000 miles on it. So it's a nice car. And there's no issues, there's no problems with it. And if there is, I have a 100,000 mile warranty that I can take, and it can, whatever needs fixed, can get fixed. And I just have to pay like a $250 payment. And plugged my headphones. Hold on.
It was the look on his face that gave it away.
Well, it's like, ooh, and then I knew. That was weird.
That was really weird. It's like you were going to come out the screen at me.
Whoa.
Okay. Well, so
those are exciting things that are happening. I'll be Dr. James Martin by the end of 2026, and I'll get to have my first foray into rent or leasing instead of rent or buying a car, financing. Mm-hmm. So exciting things are happening.
Hmm.
Well, would you like to call it a podcast?
Yeah, I think we can call it a podcast.
Well, thanks for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah, and thanks for hanging in there with us for the year of 2025. Hopefully 2026 will be better. Fingers crossed. I don't know how it could get. Never mind.
Don't say that.
I'll stop there. I'll stop there. But thanks for hanging in there with us. And we look forward to a 2026 that is exciting for you guys and us. And hopefully we'll hear you all and you'll get to hear us all in 2026. Yeah. But thank you for listening to this week's episode of Now About That with James and Sarah. If you like this episode, please give us a like, a comment, and don't forget to follow or subscribe. If you'd like to follow us on social media, our handles everywhere is at Now About That Pod. So we don't come up in the search and we're not on that platform. If there's something you would like us to discuss, our phone number is 765-557-4170. You can call and leave us a voicemail or send us a text message. You can also send us an email at nowaboutthatpod@gmail.com or visit our website, which I need to actually pay because it's overdue. www.nowaboutthatproductions.com. There's a contact us link on that website there as well. But again, thanks for listening, and we hope you have a great week since this will be coming out on a Monday. And have a happy holidays, because this
happy holidays
coming out the week of Christmas. If you celebrate Christmas, Hanukkah is currently happening. Kwanzaa happens, I think, after Christmas. So there's a lot of holidays. Happy holidays, whatever holidays you actually like to celebrate, or if you don't celebrate holidays, have fun with your friends. And if you like your family, deal with your family, I guess.
And have a happy new year.
And enjoy the new year, yeah. Well, Sarah, have a good rest of your weekend.
You too. Be safe.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Jesus.